Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin and Ethereum treasury buys are slowing as market participants question traditional metrics like MNAV, while new debt deals in the mining sector and governance controversies continue to stir investor sentiment. Meanwhile, innovative platforms and bold traders are pushing the boundaries of the digital asset space. In recent crypto market news, NYDIG has called on Bitcoin treasury companies to abandon the MNAV metric, saying it misrepresents the value of operating businesses. This comes as data shows that treasury purchases of Bitcoin and Ethereum have dropped sharply over the past months, removing a critical demand floor and increasing overall volatility. Analysts warn that this decline could add pressure to already delicate market conditions, especially as Bitcoin hovers near levels of $109,000. On the mining front, crypto miner TerraWulf is gearing up to raise $3 billion in debt funding, with support from technology giant Google and arrangements led by Morgan Stanley. This expansion into new data center capacity aims to meet growing demand from the artificial intelligence sector, signaling an overlap between crypto infrastructure and emerging tech trends. In a related development, trader James Wynn, known for his billion-dollar bet on Bitcoin earlier this year, has taken a new 3x leveraged long on Aster. He believes an impending airdrop could rank among the largest in crypto history, once again underscoring the high-risk, high-reward nature of the space. Elsewhere, the decentralized finance arena sees Hyperliquid solidifying its position as the third-largest decentralized exchange built on its own blockchain. With features that include high leverage and the recent launch of its stablecoin, Hyperliquid is setting new standards for decentralized trading. Corporate activity also remains strong, as Brazilian enterprises now hold between 10 and 15% of assets on Mercado Bitcoin. These companies are opting to hold Bitcoin and stablecoins as a means of preserving cash amid economic uncertainty, which in turn reduces market volatility. Regulatory and governance tensions persist, with a potential US government shutdown looming due to stalled budget negotiations. This uncertainty threatens to delay cryptocurrency market structure legislation and essential regulatory efforts. Meanwhile, controversies within the Bitcoin community persist, as developer Luke Dashger vehemently denies claims that he proposed a hard fork to alter Bitcoin's protocol. Such internal disputes, along with geopolitical tensions in Europe, add further complexity to an already dynamic environment. In a lighter yet innovative twist, the crypto project POIDH is offering a bounty of $28,000 in Degen tokens to anyone who can break the Guinness World Record for most kickflips on a skateboard in a minute. This creative initiative, reminiscent of the arcade challenges of classic games like Mega Man, blends real-world physical feats with digital rewards. Analysts also suggest that well-managed digital asset treasury firms could evolve into long-term giants akin to Berkshire Hathaway if they successfully leverage operational assets beyond speculation. All these developments underscore an environment of rapid change and high stakes in the crypto world. As market uncertainty and regulatory risks continue to play a significant role, investors remain alert while the digital asset landscape undergoes profound transformation. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.